rich people didn't really get burned. It was the people who didn't have money who lost their money, which is kind of a shame.
So why is it, and maybe this is, I legitimately ask him a question because I don't know. Why isn't this being regulated more?
Well, I think they're trying to regulate it. I think FSRA's coming out, you know, with their new rules. I think FSCO's in the process of figuring it out. I think there's a lot of pressure on them from the OSC, and our understanding is the OSC is eventually going to probably step into this space. We don't know how much they're going to regulate it yet, because it's really something that's been regulated for a very long time. It's private money. We're banked. Like, we're not a bank. We're not governed by the rules of the bank. We're not.
But should they regulate who invests? Or should they regulate the way you guys invest?
They try to regulate it. I would say one of the biggest issues right now, and why I think FSCO is kind of getting pushed out and they're not going to be in charge, is you talk to, and we talk to many different lenders, but you can talk to any lender you want, and they're going to interpret the rules in a different way, right? Mm-hmm. So every lender is trying to be compliant to the best of their abilities, but it's hard to know exactly what you're supposed to do. You know, we have a lawyer in house, and she's constantly calling FSCO. I gotta know what to do here. I have to know what to do there. And number one, people don't pick up the phone. People mm-hmm. don't get back to you.
Yeah.
They won't give you answers. They'll say refer to the website. Who is that helping? You know.
Yeah.
They have to have clear cut guidelines, and I think that when that transition happens, there's gonna be a better understanding about what's right and what's wrong, and what you should do, what you shouldn't do, who should invest, who shouldn't invest.
It'll weed out a lot of the crap.
A lot of that mom and pop money that we're talking about. A lot of those investors are putting themselves at risk. They don't understand the risk.
First of all, I hate having those investors. I hate them because, you know, yeah, I can go and raise $50,000 from 100 people, and that's great. But I don't want to invest someone's last $50,000.
No, never.
I don't want to be responsible for that money, number one, and the guy with $10 million isn't calling me every day, right? They understand what they're investing in. And when someone with $50 or $100 or even $200,000 comes to me and says, hey, I heard you're great. I know some people who invest with you. I want to put my money out. I want to educate them on, number one, what they're investing in.
Yeah.
Whether they understand it or not, that's a whole other scenario.
Yeah.
And number two, that responsibility of taking this person's savings, right? Their last dollar in the bank and deploying it into a deal.
Their legacy.
It's
a burden. It's a lot of pressure. It's
funny because I'll take that money, right? And I'll say, I'll invest your money on one scenario. And this is it. Whether you like it, great. If you don't, too bad. I'm going to put you into a first mortgage at 50% loan to value or less. Your return is going to be somewhere between 7.5 and 7.99 in that range. Are you happy with that? If they say yes, I'm happy to do that because my thought process, under 50% loan to value, they'll be okay in a 12-month period of time, right? But if they're looking for 10% returns, I'm sorry, I can't help you today.
Right. We had a guy call us and say, the rates you're offering me are not high enough. We said, well, you know, seconds will pay between, you know, 9 and 10, depending on the risk. He goes, I know guys are getting 12 and 13. We said, well, we don't go to those risk exposures. He goes, well, what if I'm comfortable? We said, we're not comfortable opening
as
up
a business
to open up that floodgate to brokers.
Risk return.
Because the problem with brokers is that you tell them.
Dude, we're talking to brokers here. Let's be gentle here.
No.
So the dilemma.
The problem with brokers. Tell them what the problem is.
The dilemma that we run into is that you tell them we go up to 80 on a case by case.
That's all you're going to see.
All you're going to see is
80. You get the loan amount in for $476,642. I'm like, what the hell is this loan number?
It's 80%.
Right down to the penny.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, exactly.
And can you cap the fees?
Yeah, cap the fees. That's right.
So, okay, guys, technology. I know you guys use technology a lot in your everyday-to-day, you know, business. You maybe talk a little bit more about that and maybe what you have on the pipe. And
So, before I was on board a long time ago, Joe has a buddy who is in the software industry. He had a company there in software development, and Joe approached him and said, I want a piece of software that can generate a commitment for me. Because if you're a lender out there and you're listening to this, you know that there's a lot of manual work that goes into putting a deal together. So he started this project, and By the time I was on board, it almost generated a commitment. It wasn't quite there yet. But, you know, Joe showed me this, and I was actually quite intrigued, and I thought he did a great job with our developer and now partner, Pavel, on creating this piece of software. And we just went all the way, and we turned it into a platform that's essentially a foundation for anyone who is thinking of getting into the lending business or is already there. We go and we meet with lenders, you know, all the time to show them the software. And what's interesting is there's people with $100 million funds, $50 million funds, who are running their whole operation off a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet.
And a Word template.
And a Word template. And that is just baffling to me. Wow. That you can do that. So yeah.
It's not they have 17 employees.
Well, yeah, they have employees. But even so, I mean, just to manage everything and all the manual work that goes into keeping track of it all, it's just so many hours just burned throughout the day doing nothing, right?
Men.
So, exactly.
It's funny.
You know, we took this project on, I want to say, 4 or 5 years ago, where we really started to dig deep and get it done. And
it was a timing thing. You know, when you're busy, you don't have time to focus on. But then when Lawrence came on board, we had more time to be able to start thinking outside the box and what else it could do. And once the commitment was done, you know, every time we'd run into an edge case scenario, we'd say, well, what if it did this? And what if it did that? And next thing you know, you had 3-4 documents being generated, which allowed Lawrence and I to really run without an employee for probably
a long time. Yeah. We ran our business up to about 60 million
in total funded
for the year without having a single employee. So when you think about that, what were we doing? Yeah, we're meeting investors all the time.
And it's funny you say that because you guys are fast.
Yeah, I mean, we try to be. I mean, that's one thing we pride ourselves
enough,
on.
But, you know.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on that. You know, we wanted to be the guys where if you called us, you know, we can give you an answer right away. And if it's a yes, we can give you a commitment right away. Because those borrowers, those clients are only going to be on the hook for so long before they start looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
So if you can put a piece of paper in front of them to sign when you're having that initial conversation, you have a better chance of getting them to sign it than if you send it to them 2 days later or three days later. Because they're already shopping.
There's no loyalty. Clients are looking for the best deal. But if you can pin them down and they need the money, they'll sign it, right?
Yeah, so I say we were about 60 million for the year. It was just me and Joe, and we were meeting investors all the time. We were meeting brokers to get business. We were underwriting deals. We were discharging deals. We were funding deals. And we were able to do that because we built this foundation. A year ago, Pavel, who we hired to build this product for us, he actually sold his company, he exited, and he approached us and said, you know, I really love what we did here. I think it'd be a great asset if other people saw it. And at first, me and Joe, we were skeptical of even letting people see it.
We have joked about, what if we sold it to other people one day? But we always said it was really the ace up our sleeve.
It was our
wild card. People were shocked how quickly they could get documents from us.
So he ended up convincing us after probably 2 months of taking us out once a week. And he completely rebuilt the software from scratch. It took him a year. And why he rebuilt it was initially when Joe explained what we wanted, just having a commitment done, he built a product to only do that. And every time we asked him to add something, you'd get added to the back and added to the bottom.
It's kind of like Jenga. Yeah. And eventually, Jenga blocks, and you're moving from here, something you move from here overwrites something else over there. Now, that document doesn't work because
he had to. He wanted to rebuild it so that it could be a nice. Everything was put where it's supposed to be. It flowed nicely. It's very easy to understand, and I'd say it was finished about 2 months ago. Finished is the wrong word because if you're in the software business, it's never finished. Yeah, you're always adding to it.
We were demoing it earlier in 2018.
Yeah.
To make sure all the bugs were cleaned out of it.
So we started meeting with people, I'd say 2 months ago. And it's funny, every time we go and we meet with another lender, they're shocked by how we built it, how it works, the thought process. Because right now in the market, there's a couple of competitors, right? You have Mortgage Office. And you have one called Dolphin. And Office is out in California, and Dolphin's in BC. So, you need help, something goes wrong, you're either talking to someone over the phone or you're flying somewhere to get that training and help. Now, those pieces of software are mainly back-end systems, meaning that you still have to do all the commitment, work. The instructions, the discharge. All these things are still done manually.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're ready to pull payments and send payments to your investors, you'll input those details into their system. And they're a great accounting tool, right?
It's a great back-end system. There's no, we're not here to say that they're bad.
Yeah,
they work. They've been working for a long time. Yeah. Companies use them.
But these are old systems that have been around for a very long time. They have a name in the industry where if you're opening up a MIC, or you're opening up a mutual fund trust and you go to a lawyer, they're going to ask you what piece of software you're going to use, A or B. Because there is no C, D, E, right?
Yeah.
Those are the two pieces of software that people use. And they're mainly focused around MIX and mutual funds because they're great with accounting.
So this software, does it have a name?
Yeah, Mortgage Automator. So Mortgage if you went to Automator. If you're listening, you go to mortgageautomator.com, you can see exactly what it is. It was built originally for us as a syndicate. So if you're a syndicate, this is like, it'll fit like a glove. I mean, this thing will do everything for you, except for, you know, find the deals. But everything else, it'll do for you. And we started to meet with lenders, and we met with lenders who were MIX. And at the time, we didn't have those MIX features available because our thought process was never, let's build a piece of software for MIX.
Yeah.
Because we aren't a MIX.
We wanted to build a front-end piece.
Yes.
We felt that we don't want to compete in that space. We want to have the space, we want to have our own space. It just organically fell into a position where people are saying, we'd really love it if you could have these features built. And it's not one person, it's not two people. It's now we've met with 100 companies, and the majority of them are saying, please build this, and we're ready to rock and roll with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So we couldn't ignore that. People will come and do the presentation, and what's interesting is they'll say, oh, I have 100 questions. I say, do me a favor. Wait for the end of the presentation, and if you still have 100 questions, I'll answer each and every one of them for you.
Yeah.
And as I go through the presentation, or Lori goes through the presentation, by the time we're done, do you have any questions? You've answered everything. I feel like you were reading my mind. I feel like you knew exactly what I needed.
Because you're in the trenches. You know what's going on.
You know, and you know, one of the things I always say is, you know, you look at any of these software companies that come out, they're not lenders.
Yeah,
that's
they're software companies.
They're IT guys.
Exactly it.
Yeah, and you know they can do all of the R&D that they want and sit with all the lenders they want to find out what's needed. But unless you're in the office every single day, you can't capture all those edge case scenarios that come up. So even if you have a piece of software that's saying, "I'm going to generate a commitment for you," great. But what are you going to do when all of these different things pop up that you're not prepared for?
Yeah.
So our system. Every single time something would pop up, like Joe was saying earlier, we would email Pavel and say, you got to put this in. And we do this every single day. And even to this day, because we're still in the business, you know, things change over time. People are requesting different things. And our staff, they are trained to know that something comes up that you cannot complete in the system, you must send an email immediately.
Yeah.
Right? Because we want there to be no manual intervention.
There should be not a single time where you have to manually edit or override a commitment by doing anything yourself. The system should be able to do everything for you.
That's really good, guys.
Yeah. And to give you an explanation as to what's on there. So you can generate all of your commitments. You can generate your lawyer's instructions, let the lawyers know what to do. You can generate all your discharge statements. And by the way, these are all one-click buttons. It'll do it all for you in 1 second. Keeps track of all of your investors, what loans they're in, how much money they're making, how much capital they have available to put out. We have a great map feature that pins all of the loans that you have on a map. It's a great feature for lenders who are trying to, I don't want to say impress their investors, but you know, it's a live feed. They walk into the office, you have a big screen up, a big map, and all of your loans are there and how much money you have out.
You can click on each little dot and it'll pop up the loan ID.
Tells you exactly
what
it is.
And tell you the loan, who, the address, who the borrower is, the rate on it, all those important loans.
That's pretty cool. You can generate any reports that you want because all the data is in there.
Honestly, you guys are like amazing. And it's funny because I think of, you know, how you first met these guys? Do you remember that conversation?
I met Mike Kazarian.
Do you want to tell the story just so we can wrap up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't let the door kick you on the way out. It's funny.
So we met David, and David was in a suit. This was a Shepherd in 404. And, you know, if you don't know David, he's an intimidating guy.
Not at all.
He's not intimidating.
And he's sitting there, and he goes, so what kind of deals do you guys do? And I said, well, we do this. He goes, well, everyone fucking does that, you know. What makes you guys different than anyone else?
Bleep that after, by the way.
No bleeping.
And Lori goes, I'll tell you what, send us one doable deal, and I promise you, you won't regret it. And
he sent us a deal. I don't think it was doable, but we did it for him.
Yeah, oh man, that was a total disaster.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But no, I think since then, we took a pretty bad situation.
We made it work. We made it work, yeah. And I think that won Dave over.
Yeah.
And
and now he sends us probably 5 to 10% of his private business, so we're happy about
that. No, you guys are our go-to guys.
Yeah, you guys are good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
No problem.
And again, just if you're listening, jvcapital.ca, you can find us. You can send deals. And mortgageautomator.com. You can look us up on Google. If you're a lender, honestly, check it out. It's a great tool. It can help you.
We've honestly done this always as a rant, and you just made it an infomercial.
This is an infomercial.
Thank you. You really, yeah. You know what? You really changed.
We should edit that part out.
You know what?
Will's having his lips moving. We'll say nothing. At this moment, he's trying to sell something, so we bleeped him out.
You know what? That would be funny.
We should take all the Vine Group logos off the video, too, right?
No infomercial.
It's called the Vine Rant.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
We appreciate your time. Thank you.